absolute, flat-out false evidence, lies of what's going on in that courtroom of Wesley Snipes, Eddie Kahn, and Douglas, I think his name is Douglas Rosalie. See, what's astounding, even more astounding, and Burnoff's the attorneys for Snipes did put in to limit some of these different rules. Obviously, they're aware of what they're doing. I mean, I don't know how an attorney couldn't be, but I don't know. There's some attorneys that are not my favorite people that I think are in on it, or if they're not, they're dumber than a rock, and they ought to be in on it. But they actually put in, this was in Docket 341. They come right out and say, we are going to enter hearsay evidence through 803, and they give a lot of different objects of the reasons why they have to do it. And the only way that you can defeat, quote, or even get them to listen to the hearsay evidence, you have to try to prove that the hearsay might be untrustworthy. Now, there's a real, how do you prove a negative? How do you disprove a lie on hearsay? You can't bring it in. But the government tells you we are going to bring in hearsay evidence. It's just unbelievable what they're doing here. And so let's just look at a couple of things that they actually say in this in their brief. It says proof that proffered records qualify as business record under Rule 8036, that's a hearsay, may be introduced through, and in quotation mark, the testimony of the custodian or other qualified witness who can explain the record keeping of the organization. It is not necessary that the person who actually prepared the business record testified, nor that the document be prepared by the business which had custody of it, so long as other circumstantial evidence suggests the trustworthiness of the record. Now, you go to try to bring in some record for somebody that's not the custodian of the record, and I guarantee you they'll shut you down in a heartbeat. But this is all right here, as long as we think it might be true, might be trustworthy. And, of course, they go on and they continue on here, by the testimony of a government agent or other person outside the organization whose records are sought to be admitted. The only requirement is that the witness be familiar with the record-keeping system. Yeah, he's got to be familiar with it. Right, it's got to be kind of like, I don't know, I think that's probably what those guys do over there. Sounds good to me. Must be good. And then they go under the tax documents. These documents will include income tax returns, and I'm going to go into that in greater detail, which are admissible under the hearsay under 8036 and 8. And then they come under 902, self-authenticating records or lack of record assessments, and under 803.10 and 902. This is very interesting, and it gets better. Specifically, the United States will seek to admit certificates of lack of record, certificates of assessments, there's a killer. I'm going to talk about that one in a minute, why it's important. And payments for defendant Snipes and his entities, reflecting that there is no record of timely filing of various returns for various years. Provide the absence of public record entries are admissible as an exception to the hearsay, even though the declarant is available as a witness. Now, there's a hoo-ha for you. We're going to bring it in under hearsay, even though the person that states it might be out there. We could actually get first-hand knowledge, but, of course, we don't want to do that. And there's a couple of reasons why they don't want to do that either. Of course, we go into talk about here the IRS agent, and he said merely stated his opinion as an accountant regarding the tax consequences of a transaction and did not attempt to assume the role of the court. How can an accountant or somebody come in and, because they bring those people in, if you don't file, you're going to be prosecuted and this is what's going to happen to you. What first-hand knowledge do they have of that? They do that all the time. They did it in his case. An opinion of accountant, if you don't do this, well, this is what's going to happen. But now we're not telling you what's the role of the court. But we're going to tell you that this, you can't do this. How is that first-hand knowledge of the law, of a fact? It's not. And then they go on to say, the specialized knowledge of a revenue agent means his testimony can be extremely valuable and probative. pending to prove.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Oh, everybody's got to pay taxes, so imagine going what the odds are in there when the total thing is all loaded by a pack of lies from the IRS and the DOJ and the judge. It's not a constitutional court. The judge is not a judge. He's guilty of treason. The prosecutor, the DOJ, has no executive power. He has no office. He's a mere flunky. The documents say so. But it gets even better. Why don't they just do this illusion out in front? Because you can't have a magic trick. You can't create illusions with truth. It wouldn't be an illusion then. We'd have a constitutional republic. We wouldn't be in this mess. We're in free fall into the abyss of hell, hanging by a couple of mere threads. And as the dollar goes down the tube, it's already been thrown into the abyss as these oil companies choose not to accept it. The dollar's, it's going to be history. It's gone. It's just a matter of when. It's not if, it's just when. Well, let's go look at the lies that this judge told. And then in the longer hour, I'm going to explain about these lies and why don't they just come out if they're going to do it, though, and just say, look here. Wesley Snipes, you did not pay your taxes, and here's the law, and here's the penalty. Why don't they just do that? Seems really simple. I turned in the law, these code sections, to the Freedom Law School. They refused to pay. They got a $100,000 reward out, if you can show them. They won't even talk to me. I had to go into a conference call, and I get a few minutes and a bunch of gibberish nonsense, Freedom Law School, and I guess Bannister's tied into that, so that tells you where Bannister is, if that's really true. They don't want to deal with it. Yet they got this reward. It's another ruse. Freedom Law School. Beware. I listened to this guy talk that's ahead of it in this conference call, and I'm telling you what, he's full of nonsense. Can't back up his stuff. What's amazing is that the IRS, DOJ, and these people put this stuff right out in front, and people won't believe it. That's the safest place, I guess, you could put it. Put it in the court. Put it in the instructions. Nobody will read it. This judge came right out and said, it is my duty, Yahoo, to instruct you on the rules of law. No, it's his duty to instruct you on the law. Not the rules of law. Rules is government. I want to know the government rule. I want to know the law. And he said farther down on page 2, you, this is in the jury instructions. This is a public record, and I'm going to be putting this out on my special list that I have for $120 donation per year to try to assist me stay above the going out of business or doing out of business, but keep me keep the lights on. And by the way, if anybody would choose to donate, I could sure use the money because I don't have access to the Westlaw I used to have. And my section is going to be $200 a month. And I'm not bending. When I don't have access to Westlaw, I'm done. I'm going to sell, and I'm quitting. Because without Westlaw and how I know how to make that thing talk to me, it'd be a waste of time. Anyway, it says, the judge, you must also follow the law as I explain it to you, whether you agree with that law or not. Now, this is the judge talking. He's talking about the law, which is good. Here's the break, and now we're going to get in some of the astounding information of the judge as a flat-out liar to the jury. A liar, folks. Thank you. I'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655, 888-213-7655.
The last half hour of the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska, Truth Seeker of the Far North, beautiful day, around zero, minus 12. We've been running about minus 10 to about a minus 20 here at my house for the last week, and been a little nippy, and thank goodness I have a friend that's been donating some fuel oil to keep me going that way, because I don't even have the money to heat my house. That's how far I am down the line, but This is where I am, and I don't have any regrets. We'll just keep right on trucking, as long as we can truck. So anyway, in this jury instruction, this is in the docket here. They published it's in docket 417, docket number 417 in the Wesley Snipes Con Rosalie case. The judge is also saying, except for my instructions to you on the law, you should disregard anything I may have said. Boy, isn't that a thing. During the trial and arriving at your decision concerning the facts. Boy, should disregard anything that I say. Isn't that a... That's about where it should be. But let's get into the real meat of this. This is the jury instructions, and I'm going to skip over all the tax evasion because that's another whole can of worms. But Wesley Snipes walked away from it, of course, because of the fact that he was relying on two other professionals. That's an excellent defense. Might have been him. I'd have used it, too. The other two people didn't know what was going on, unfortunately, but that's the way it is. Well, before we get started, we got Carl there from Montreal. Go ahead, Carl, and we'll get your question, and we're going to go into the what's really going on, why they won't do what they should do in the illusion. Go ahead.
Well, I'm an American up here.
Are you there, Carl?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, hello. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was saying I'm an American up here in Canada. I had a legal injustice. I criticized Bush and made some cartoons and satirical writings. I got arrested by the Secret Service, and I wanted to take my case to trial. They cooked up a psychiatric report full of lies. I was.
Are you an American citizen, or are you? Where's your citizenship? Canada or America?
America.
America. Okay, so you're just living up there now?
Yeah, and the government, well, they also cooked up a pre-sentence report full of lies, and I didn't get anywhere with them correcting what they did, so I came to Canada. I mean, I got absolutely nowhere with the justice system and the rigged court system, basically, and I came up here to live, and I'm just so fed up with the system. I'm about to go to some other country to live because it's like a stacked deck of cards, you know. And
there is no justice system. It's all gone right now.
So I feel I have more freedom in Cuba or something, the way things are going, you know.
Well, I say you're probably getting a little closer to home. I would say it's closer to a fascist, totalitarian, communistic empire.
I know only a few people speaking out against what's going on. A few governments aren't part of this globalist agenda, like Cuba, Venezuela, and Iran. I know they speak out about 9/11 and stuff, some of the leaders, and I'm thinking about claiming refugee status in one of those countries because I'm just so
well,
fed up.
Well, I sure wouldn't be headed down to Cuba or some of those. I mean, just because they speak up to some of the things that's going on up here doesn't give me pause to go down there because, no thank you, not going there. But anyway, do you have any comments? I understand you're disgruntled and you're correct on the system. Do you have any comments about the tax? Because I want to get this finished on the IRS here before we run out of time.
I don't believe that the tax is legal. I don't believe that, it was ratified in the law. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for calling in and listening. You're going to find out here. I'm going to explain more of it, why it's not. It is legal, but it's for a fictional status. So thanks for calling in, Carl. Going back into the jury instructions, you got to go to page 16. And interestingly enough, is the 11th Circuit is not using the willfully violating a known legal duty per se. They're actually quite more concise. But the jury doesn't get it. And the attorneys, I don't know why they don't bring this up. I suppose I have no idea why they don't. I have to ask them, I guess. But anyway, this is on page 16. The defendant Snipes can be found guilty of that offense. Now, see, it's not a crime because they don't have any crimes against the United States anymore. That's in Title 18. That's 1948. They changed that, too. Charged in counts 3 through 8, respectively, only if the following facts are proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Only. First, that the defendant was required by law or regulation to make a return for his income for the taxable year charged. Only required by law or by regulation. So the question becomes, did he tell him where it's required by law or by regulation? Nope. Of course not. And they can't. They did not do it. We got two other callers here. Well, let me get to that, and so I can finish this. Go ahead, Guy in Arkansas.
Yeah, good evening, Ralph. Thank you for another most informative show. You are really to be appreciated. I wish I could help you financially here, but in a tourist town, we're on poverty level two. I would think, would you not agree maybe that this is what you're talking about tonight about the hearsay evidence, and not only that, but the way the what you mentioned before, the jury is now perjured and everybody in the court is under perjury. Wouldn't written in the right way, wouldn't that be able a cause for an appeal? And then on top of the appeal or aside from the appeal, wouldn't you not be able to bring civil suits against every individual for the facts that you are bringing out about the illusion that you're talking about? And
absolutely. You better believe it, and I'm getting ready to do that up here. I'm in the Supreme Court here on a Chickaloon driver's license thing where I got set up, but absolutely, I disqualified the whole jury, impeached the whole jury, and the judge said, take a hike. I don't have a problem with that. And even about 50% of them on their form said, yeah, we think the cops is going to get around and tell the truth more than the regular people. I wanted them disqualified. The judge says, I don't see a problem with that.
Okay. Thank you, Ralph.
Okay, and we got one more caller before I go on here. Richard out of Alabama. Go ahead, Richard.
I ordered some advice about the straight-out mental illness prosecutions, and I got an idea. Probably not any good, but I just got an idea.
You don't have any questions on IRS?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. My email, if you're welcome to email me, and anybody else, too, I try to answer them, is Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at... And it's a Latin word, just belly, J-U-S, and then bell, like you ring a bell. So it's J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. And if you've got something that you want to ask me, if I have time, I will try to get back. And if I don't get back to you, why, just keep emailing me, because I do try to answer all emails. But I want to finish the IRS here, Richard, on my our subject today. But thanks for calling. So the issue is the defendant is required by law or regulation to make a return. That is a powerful statement. And the jury don't get it because the judge does not give the law. He don't give it. Even though it's a law of Congress. Laws of Congress are code. That's where Congress has plenary power. The district or territories and possessions. Now, there's two cases. I'm just going to cite. I've got 10 of them plus other unpublished and other things. This one here is right out of the United States v. Bowers, B-O-W-E-R-S, and the site is 920 F2D 220, 920 F, as in Frank, 2D 920. This is a Fourth Circuit case. This is 1990. It says, the statutes themselves require the payment of the tax and filing of the return. 26 U.S.C. Section 612. Is there anything about that? Is this got a problem? Now we go to the Ninth Circuit. One of two cases up there. This is United States versus Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, 947 F2D 1356, 947 F2D 1356. And this we go down here, and it says, it is the tax code itself without reference to the regulation that it imposes the duty to file a tax return. See Bowers, we just read that. However, even if we suppose that the duty to file tax returns can be understood only with reference to regulations, the IRS has duly promulgated sufficient regulations, 26 CFR 1.6011-1. It is not a subsidy regulation. It only has to do with foreign income and a bunch of nonsense, but that's fine. It doesn't hurt anything. But here's the killer, and 26 CFR 1.6012-1, 26 CFR 1.6012-1, to make that duty clear. The code requires that persons such as Hicks make a return, 26 USC 6012. Is there any doubt? What does CFR 1.6012-1, at the bottom, it has statutory authority of Congress. It had a comment, period. It's just as though Congress did it in this land of Oz. And it says, must. Citizen of the United States, resident of the United States, bona fide, non-resident alien to Puerto Rico. That's it. And I've got the cases of the other ones that says, it's in 6012, but we don't have to tell you. So the obvious question is, why don't they just tell us? These cases, unequivocally, Freedom Law School is a who's, is a ruse. Why won't they give me the $100,000? They say, oh, no, we want the statute. Okay, well, I can give them the statute. It's a great big long one. It's not going to get any better. They say they're going to court to get a ruling, and they haven't got any courts. They say the courts are all corrupt, and you can't believe the court rulings, but yet they're selling their packages on going to court. Now, you go figure that. See, I do logic. I try to do logic. I try to go the middle of the road and keep my opinions out of it. I want to prove this. How many circuit court cases does one need? I got the DOJ saying it's in 6012 and we don't have to tell you. You got enough notice. If we charge you with the penalty, you're supposed to know the duty. Well, why can't they bring the duty in? That's the question then. Why don't they just say it's in 6012 and hey, you all over there, you're a citizen of the United States, which by the way was in Snipes' indictment. You hardly ever see that. It was in there. He would have had a perfect case to bring that up. I don't want to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. Where's the NAACP? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson when you need him? They're in on it. Where's Hillary? Where are these people? Why don't they just tell us what the law is? You know why they don't? Because they can't. Because they'd be in a real catch-22, and one of these lawyers out there might catch on, because it says so in Title 28, Section 2201, we can't talk about taxpayers in our courts. The only thing we can talk about in our court are 501c3 fictions, not-for-profits. Yeah, oh yeah, we'll tell you if you're a taxpayer, but we can't tell you if you're a, quote, taxpayer. Why? There's got to be some reason. These people do not do these things without a reason. Once you get past the nonsense, well, the reason is quite simple. Because they can't. Cheek says there's got to be a known and definite law, prong one. Cheek, prong two, there's got to be a legal duty established by that known and definite law. And the Second Circuit said the actual duty, the law, is to be declared by the court. Prong three, it's got to be a known legal duty. Prong four, knowingly and willfully violating prongs one, two, and three, the known law with a legal duty established, and it's got to be known to you. And you don't know the law because the legal duty is never established and there is no definite law because they don't tell you. Why don't they just tell us? Because the little catch-22. They are prohibited from telling you. That taxpayer has no standing in that court, and the reason that he has no standing because the only, quote, place you can find out if a you, as an individual, which means a citizen of the United States, in Title 5, 552A, if you are a taxpayer, is posited in 26 CFR 601.201, which is the Internal Revenue Fraud. Now imagine if Wesley gets convicted of willful failure to file and the IRS comes out on the status determination letters Dan Metter used those to great effect, getting these people to stop, but they wouldn't ever move forward. Imagine if the IRS comes out, which is, quote, on the executive side. Now, that's a freaking lie, but they're in that side of the world, they're sure as a hell not in anything else, and said, Wesley's not a taxpayer. Here he's been convicted of willful failure to file, so then what would happen? That makes the IRS the court of errors. And the first case this was ever was 1792, Hayburn. The Widows and Orphans Act. Great. Congress wanted to help the people that fought to get our country free. Why not? They wanted to know who was eligible. And the Supreme Court said this is not the judicial power of the United States because it is a benefit that Congress wanted to offer. But more clearly, it said if we, the court, issued judicial power of the United States, said that Ralph Kermit Winterroad, which I wasn't alive, but say I was, and I lost an arm, would receive a benefit, I still wouldn't get the money. I had to go back over to the executive side, which is a separation of powers, and have the Department of War say, Ralph, nope, you're not going to get it. So that executive power was a court of errors on the judicial power. So it was not judicial power. It was a benefit. Same thing with Social Security. Social Security in Title 42, Section 405G, says it's sitting up there in the executive, quote, executive side, and 8 says you don't have access to the courts. So if you have a social slave number, you have waived all access to courts of law and even to any remedy, and the courts have held this over and over and over. You sign up, you have just sold your birthright. That's what that is the root of the tree that produces the poisonous fruit. And until the people get their birthright back, we've sold it by application for a bowl of porridge or like the prodigal son. We've sold out, folks. We've sold our birthright. And that is the root of the tree that produces all of this poisonous fruit. I have tracked every type of the child custody, every one of them goes back to that act of 1866. Civil Rights Act, where they created a fiction in law. But it sounds just like the Federal Reserve. It sounds so good that everybody's doing it. It couldn't be wrong. Unbelievable. Anyway, here's the music again, and so we got to pay some bills here. And I'll be back in a minute with a short segment. If anybody's got any questions on the IRS, we've got just a short time, but be sure and call in.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer?
Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Well, we're back here for the final short segment here. Got a couple minutes. Ralph Kermit, Winter Road the Second, Ralph Winter Road Show, Truth Seeker of the Far North. The days are getting a lot longer up here. Temperature's not doing much yet. Jack Frost has been running around up here, but all the frost got melted off the snow here, or off of the trees. Brad in Ohio, go ahead.
Hi, Ralph. Nice talking with you this evening. I have a question. If a man or a woman was being recommended by the IRS to the DOJ for prosecution, could you go through the administrative phase and ask for a determination of your status? Or
that's
how...
That there's always a good move. You won't get an answer, but it's a good move, and I've got some very poignant questions to put to the Internal Revenue fraud, and they don't seem to want to answer.
Well, yeah, that's been done, and they don't answer. It's just silence. So if they haven't made a determination whether or not you're a taxpayer, how could they take that into an administrative court, really, is
because they can, and most people do not have the background, do not understand the court systems, do not read all of these, and I don't even say that I'm qualified, but I could sure give one hell of a run for it, I guarantee you, because I go read what they do, and then I figure out why do they do what they do.
They do it
because they can get away with it.
Right.
I mean, it's like saying you're not a. You know, they can't take Jews and Hitler to the gas chambers or shoot them or whatever.
They're a fiction and they're acting on fiction. So, you know, in their fictional world, they can do anything they want.
Well, see, there's a lot of stipulations. It's never a certain, just like people that read these court cases. They start off the taxpayer. The court makes a stipulation. Well, if the court makes a stipulation, then the rest of the case is all tainted, isn't it?
Well, I don't think the court can make that determination whether or not they are a taxpayer.
I know they don't, but they do it all the time. Go read these appellate briefs or these different things. The taxpayer. Wait a minute. Where is the stipulation that I'm a taxpayer?
Mm-hmm.
People don't get the significance. These guys know how to plant the hook in, and then they reel you in. That's why a lot of these decisions, they say, well, these decisions of these higher courts are ludicrous. No, they're not. You got to read very, very carefully what these guys do. We have a case that went to the Tenth Circuit. They did not, on the guys that's in jail, they did not rule yes or no, and they affirmed all of his other claims. And they didn't say the judgment is affirmed, the judgment is vacated, anything. Just leave it. They left it setting. But we have another one, a writ of habeas corpus in Louisiana. And the judge came right out, because in 72 hours, if you file a non-code pleading, they can't recast it or morph it into the code pleading nonsense, into motions. And the judge came right out, I am not doing a writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum according to the course of the common law where Congress says I have to do it in 72 hours. Frivolous, denied.
No, because they're under statute.
They aren't even under statute. They're under what's called public law, which is international law.
Okay.
And I think what they're doing, the only way they could pull this fraud off and even give it the appearance, I think they're coming in by treaty. These treaties that we have, like we have tax treaties,
mm-hmm.
and they have these specialized courts
mm-hmm.
that are operating under the treaty laws. I think that's what they're doing, but I'm not going to go out on that limb and stay yet because I haven't proved that, but I've proved all the other.
Mm-hmm.
They have no judicial power, and I hear the music, and thanks for calling in and listening, and
Go ahead. Do you mind if I email you with some stuff and a couple more questions?
No, I accept anything. If I don't want to respond, I'll tell you so.
Okay.
That's what I'm here for.
I'm trying to get
the information out and wake people up. Get off your butt and do something.
Yeah, we need to do something. That's for sure.
Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah, well, thanks, everybody, for listening in. And send money to me at RBN. We both need it if you want to hear more of this because I'm not going to be bought and paid for. And we'll see you next Sunday.
Gold has been and remains money, the most important money in the world, the only immutable and lasting currency. Potentially the most powerful currency.
The United States military, when it packs the emergency kits of its fighter pilots, does not pack them with U.S. dollars or euros or yuan or yen or any of the paper currencies. It packs them with these little things, 100-year-old quarter-ounce British sovereigns. Gold coins. Why is that? That's because at all times and in all circumstances, this remains money.
Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 a.m, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a
my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Sunday, February 10th, and we're coming to you live from New York. And no, it's not Saturday. It's Sunday, and we have a very interesting program tonight. It's a program that is jam-packed with commercial remedies and commercial successes. Before we begin, because of the large amount of technology that I anticipate covering this evening, may I just remind you folks that the information is intended for entertainment purposes, and you would be extremely unwise if you took this information and, based upon a brief radio discussion, took positive action or, in fact, omitted actions because of it. You must give yourself an opportunity to grow into the sovereign creditor, living man or woman that you would intend to be, to the point where you can answer your own questions, and at that point you know that you're ready to make some decisions, whatever they may be. So that said, excuse me, friends, let me just mention that with all of the talk of sovereignty the last few weeks, I hope we haven't given the impression that I've forgotten all about the fun that we can have in commerce. And yes, commerce can be fun, and it can be very rewarding, if you know what I mean. And I hope we haven't forgotten about all those good men and women from coast to coast who have literally blasted themselves free from the shackles of bondage using commercial procedures. There are many folks who have settled debts successfully, who have removed rogue public officials without being confrontational in court, and who have used public agencies as their collectors of their accounts receivable. There are many folks who have solved all sorts of problems, and I'm in constant touch with many of these people as we move through various administrative and judicial cases. And what we have in common is that we have all preloaded the Department of Treasury with bonds that are backed by our labor and our good name and intentions, and then we require the United States Federal Corporation to draw against those instruments to offset all of their commercial, statutory, pretend, sleight-of-hand, garbage charges that they send to us from time to time, using instruments which feature beneficiaries in common, the Secretary of the Treasury as the trustee of what is known as the U.S. trustee, the trustee of the funds, the trustee of the accounts that were established for the receivership purposes of the United States bankruptcy back in 1933. And we then return those charges and offers and instruments, which are commercial instruments of liability, accepted for value with payment through those bonds that we've preloaded into escrow accounts at the Department of Treasury through the Secretary of the Treasury. Here's a letter from someone who is involved in a number of credit card cases. Very brief. This party said to me, "We have been diligent in Susan's credit card case, and according to today's four-hour court arbitration, she kicked their asses," that's their language, not mine, folks, "by subpoenaing, I don't even know if there's such a verb, but it works, the adversaries, a ducis tecum, or ducis tecum, depending on what part of the country you're from. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did You Rob Bill Gates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment.